Founders of the first successful veterans court in Buffalo, New York, found that veterans who have served in the same war as an offender make the best mentors for soldiers who get in trouble with the law after they get home from the battlefield. Judge James Daly says he's finding it's even better when the judge is also a veteran.
Got out of Vietnam in 68. I was literally in a firefight, and 72 hours later I was sitting in the deserted Milwaukee airport. There's no decompression whatsoever. I know what they're going through. I know what they're feeling.
The Veterans Court in Janesville is just barely off the ground. So far, only two soldiers, one who served in Iraq and the other a Vietnam veteran, have taken advantage of the program. It allows veterans to plead guilty, usually to a domestic violence or drug charge, and then sign a contract to undergo treatment to clean up their lives.
Veterans, at one time in their lives, were self-disciplined enough to be successful at completing their mission, even difficult missions, in the combat zone. We try to reawaken that self-awareness of your self-discipline.
And it's other veterans, like Rory McGarry, who served two tours in Iraq, acting as mentors that help a veteran offender through the process.
You'd be surprised. They almost feel ashamed if they let that other veteran down by not completing their things, because that person sitting in front of them has probably had similar experiences to them.
The goal is to have several courts up and running by the time 3,500 National Guard troops come home from Iraq in February. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.